Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. 'Cause I tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own.
What can I do?
So tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need. Oh, so bad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. Say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Yeah.
me your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Yes, oh God, yes, oh God, yes, oh God, our world needs you right now. Our world needs you, God. We done tried all the substitutes. We done tried everything that we could possibly think of. We done put everything in front of it, but God, we stand in the need of you right now. Father, we need you. We don't need another political movement. We don't need another person to stand in front of us to tell us no more lies. We don't need nobody to sit up there and make no more excuses. Father, we need you. We need you this morning, God. It's only you, my God, this morning. It's only you that can fix our situation. It's only you that can heal our body. It's only you that can heal our land. God, your word says, my people, my God, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I heal your land. Father, we come to you this morning, God, seeking your face, asking you to heal our land, God. Break up the father bounds of the heart of the people this morning, God, and cause their mind, God, to run back to the altar and call on your name. It is at the name of Jesus, my God, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, my God, is Lord. Thank you, Father, for being Lord. Thank you for being Lord this morning. Oh, God, thank you for being Lord this morning over everything. God, we thank you right on our shoulder, on the other side. God, we thank you for being Lord over everything in every place at the same time. You are Lord, and there is none greater, my God. There's nobody greater than you this morning. So we thank you this morning for being God and being God all by yourself. And you're greatly to be praised. And we bless and we magnify your name. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I don't make no apologies for there's a movement of God on this morning. I don't make no apologies for what he is doing and what he is speaking. It is I don't make no apologies for it because God has been too good to me to sit back and not give his name glory, not give his name praise. He's been good, my God, to me. He's been good to me. I don't know if there's anybody else on this line that, oh, my God, that know that he's been good to you. My God, I know it's in radio land, but I think you ought to just go ahead on and give him a great big thank you, Jesus, for all that he has done and for everywhere that he has touched your life. You ought to just go in on and just say, thank you, Jesus, because you've been good to us, God. You've been better to us than we've been to our own self. And for that, Father, we give you praise. And for that, Father, we give you glory. And for that, Father, we give you honor. Father, we call you great. We call you wonderful. And we call you our Lord. Good morning and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on our Man Up Monday this morning. We have our brother with us. None other than our brother Alfred, none other than Pastor Dwayne Parker will be with us on this morning. Listen, if you have not had an opportunity to hear this great man of God preach, I'm telling you now, you're in for a treat. Those of you all who who can and who will. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Shoot them that number. Shoot them the number, 563-999-3628. There is a word. My God, I feel the word bubbling all in the man of God's belly. Listen, I can hear what God, man, listen, I can hear the earth quaking, man, Doc. I can hear the earth quaking for the word that you have for the people on this morning. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. There is a word of shift. There's a word of change. There's a word of power that's going to take place in your life on this morning. Listen, get somebody on the line. That number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Shoot it out in the text. Shoot it out in the smoke signal. Put it on your Facebook page, your MyPlace page. Listen, your Twitter, your Instagram. Listen, put it on your Snapchat. Put it on somewhere. And listen, and invite somebody in. Put it on your TikTok. Invite somebody in. Tell them that number again is 563-999-3628. Call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on their air, and we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. Listen, as always, before we get started, let us just talk to the Lord this morning. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. God, we put this into your hands this morning, and we say take the reins of it. God, you do what you do best, and that is be God and be big and be expository in this thing. God, be the big thing. God, expand. God, in this thing, God, that when the man of God opens up his mouth, God, that the enemy is terrified and the people are edified, God, and they are transformed by the words that you allow to fall from your gifts' lips. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen. Our scripture for this morning is Hebrews 10 and 35, which simply says, cast away therefore not your confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. That's our scripture on this morning. And we also would like to make sure that we acknowledge all of these great countries that are listening in, all of our great partners that have partnered up with us across this country. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you. We love you. We speak blessings in and over your life. We call on the mighty name of Jesus to come in and sup with you and talk with you. Those of you all that are missionaries, those of you all that are apostles and pastors that are overseas and in those other countries, listen, we are interceding for you, especially those of you all that are in Russia and the Ukraine. And we are praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord according to his word, that there shall be no evil come nigh your dwelling. We're going to apply the word. We're going to speak the blood over your doorpost, that the enemy can't, my God, today I feel that thing, that the enemy cannot come across that line. He cannot bless. He cannot curse what the Lord has blessed. So we thank you right now for the blessings that are over your life, every place and everything God has commanded to take place in your life right now, in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus. It's the prayer that we pray for you and over you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, we have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Ireland, and we have India. We want to say thank you guys so much for your continued support, your continued love, your continued sharing of that broadcast, the sharing of the number to call in, to share, and to be a part of what we're doing here. Thank you so very much. We're so honored, and we appreciate you so, so very much for all that you do. And we love you so much, and we appreciate you so much. Listen, guys. Listen, we can't hold a man of God any longer. Listen, we can't hold a man of God any longer. Listen, I she's on the line. There's a word for us on this morning, and I'm just excited about what the Lord has to say. Not just to y'all, but what the Lord has to say to me on this morning. I'm in the need of a word this morning, sir. And I know that the whole role is in this man of God's mouth. Not only is he our friend, but he's also our brother. And we thank God for that. When we first met, I told him we don't take that term brother lightly, because you can have outlaws instead of in-laws. Come on here, let me help. Oh God, that's a whole other message all by itself right there. But listen, this is my brother. This is our brother. This is our friend. We thank God for him. So I'm gonna relinquish my stand, and I'm going to present to some and introduce to others none other than our brother and our friend, none other than Pastor Dwayne Parker. Man of God, are you there?
Amen. Bless the Lord, all my soul and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Can you guys hear me all right this morning?
Yes, sir. We can hear real good.
Amen. To God be the glory for all the things he has done. I give God praise for you, Apostle Douglas, Pastor Douglas. I give God praise for those who are listening, all the ones that's called in this morning, all the pastors, bishops, apostles, laborers in the ministry, those who are just witnesses, or those who are just Jesus lovers, I give God praise for you guys today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name today. Lord God, we thank you. We come before you, God, with humble hearts and a humble spirit, Father God, not taking this platform lightly, God, but giving your name praise for the opportunity yet to preach your word and spread the gospel to the people and to the masses. Father, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity yet again just to be able to be in the land of the living, God, to experience your new mercy, to experience your love, to experience, God, your hand of grace. We thank you today, Lord God, and we honor you today, Father. Now, God, I pray, God, that you give me, God, a rhema word for your people, that it be an on-time word, that will be a blessing, God, and encouragement during these days, God. In Jesus' name, may your people be healed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again, Apostle Douglas, for this opportunity, and thank you for always considering me. I love you, and I love your wife, Pastor Douglas. That's my sister. That's my big brother in the ministry. And I just thank you guys again. So I want to talk this morning. I know that we have a lot that is going on in the world. There's a lot that, last year was the pandemic that was getting the highlights, and the year before that was the pandemic. And yes, though we are still in this pandemic time, now the attention has shifted now to what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. But I want the people of God to be reminded of what God says. And I know it sounds old school and it sounds churchy, but God said, be not dismayed, but whatever betide, God will take care of you. So just be encouraged on today, even in what's going on. Now is not the time to get distracted. Now is not the time to lose our focus. Now is not the time to be holding on to dead weight and things that God has delivered us from. Now is not the time to lose our attention off what the prize is at the end of the road. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Cut it off. The young folks got a saying now, cut it. I don't particularly care for the song that term came from, but I do understand the term. We have to cut it. And I was thinking the other day, and you know, the Holy Spirit and I, we talk, we have conversations. And sometimes even at work, the Holy Spirit and I, we're going back and forth, we're talking and stuff, and people probably think I'm crazy, but it's all right, I'm talking with the Lord, so it doesn't matter what they think. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that the reason why we are so heavy, the reason why the church can't go any further, it's because we're still holding on to things that don't even matter, things that God already foretold and told us we were going to have to deal with once we start living this life of righteousness. Preachers are still preaching about enemies and the old school term, player haters. And don't misunderstand, we are going to have that. We are going to have what I'm saying is that not to lose the fact that the word says we won't have the enemies, but if we're still preaching about what mama and them did to us, what happened on yesteryear, or who hurt us, and who, we have lost focus. Now it's time to elevate where our word is, where our ministry is. Now it's time to elevate and come to a higher height in the Lord and deeper depth in the Lord. We can't be holding on to our past hurts and our past experiences. Yet those trials and tribulations do come to make us stronger, but if we're still holding on to it like a baby that has still on its pacifier or a binky, that's what we call it in the country, then, and you're a grown man, that looks a little funny that you're still walking around sucking your thumb, that you're still walking around with your pacifier in your mouth, and you're a grown man. Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, you know. Now I'm a grown man. So it's time to elevate and come up higher, because the enemy is still on his job. He is still doing what he said, was set to do here on this world. So if we're going to have these bigger battles and these bigger concerns, now it's not the time to be worried about what happened last year. Scripture says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do eat so easily beset us, and let us run this with patience the race that is set before us. We have to cut it. We have to cut off that heavy weight. We have to cut off that sin. We have to cut off, we have to cut off those things that kept us bound, those things that kept us hindered, those strongholds, all those attacks of the enemy. We have to cut it. Once we cut it, we'll move more freely. We'll be able to do a lot more. Our spirit won't be so heavy. We'll be able to go higher in God. We'll be able to climb higher heights in God. But we can't be climbing in God still worried about how she hurt me and what he did to me and what he said and the lies they told, or even the truth that they told and they exposed our business. We can't be worried about that in this time, in this hour. God has greater things, but he said greater works will you do in my name. God has greater things for us to be worried about. A lot of you guys know my testimony, and I don't mind sharing my testimony. I don't want to keep referring back to it like a pity party. I refer to it as a testimony, because in spite of my situation, I am still going to do what thus says the Lord. I'm not going to let it keep me bound, and I'm not going to let it keep me in that pity party state of mind to get attention. But yet I'm going to use it to my benefit. I'm going to use it, not as a crutch, but use it as a stepping stone. Use it as an opportunity to get this, let the people see that in spite of my situation, God can still do a great thing in me. My mentor and my mother, Pastor Keener, she is a fine lover of the Olympics. And maybe she gets scared to the Olympics. She be watching the Olympics and she's screaming at the television as though she's right there on the field with the athletes and stuff. And so I never really paid attention to the Olympics. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm one that's not really into sports and things of that nature. But because of her love for the Olympics, it made me start watching the Olympics. And it made me have an interest in the Olympics to see just how much she loves it. It makes me want to see, what is it that she loves so much about it? And so anyway, there's a particular athlete. He's from Kenya, actually. Excuse me, and I'm going to try not to butcher his name, but his name is Eliud Kipchoge. I hope I said that right. He's a Kenyan professional long-distance runner who competes in the marathon and formerly competed at the 5,000 metric distance. He is the 2020 Olympic marathon winner. I want you guys to look at these particular things. When I looked him up, Eliot Kipchoge. When I looked him up, you know, when you go to Google, it's going to give you his whole background. His birthday is November 5th, 1984, age 37. His height is 5'6". This is the part that got me. His weight is only 115 pounds. This man has run so many races, and he has become the winner in the Olympics. Even last year, he was the winner. And he's so fast. And so when I got to his weight, I said, that's why he's able to run so fast. He only weighs 115 pounds. Now, Pastor Douglas, I don't mean no harm by when I say this, that, but those of us who are on the heavier side, we got some weight to do. This man here can run circles and circles and circles around us because we're so heavy. And I know that in the physical sense, but let's turn that thing in the spiritual sense. We have to get to that lighter place in God where we'll be able to continue to run the race. Yes, the scripture says that the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but to the one that will endure to the end. The scripture that we have this morning out of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says in the latter part, let us lay aside every weight and the sin, my God, which so easily beset us. We can't get to the end of the line being so heavy. And God has delivered us from that thing. We still worried about who don't want to talk to us, who cut us off. Don't worry about that anymore. If God allowed that person to come out of your life, that situation for you to be delivered from, you have to understand he has heard some conversations that you didn't hear. He has seen some things that you didn't see. He has even saw the desires in that person's heart that was no good for you that you couldn't see. Oh, my God. So take it as a blessing that that person or that situation or whatever the circumstance is no longer a concern of you. Give that thing back to the Lord and run the race and work that thing that God has given us. Work that ministry that God has given us. Work that anointing that God has given us. Allow the Holy Spirit to be your comforter and your strength. Sometimes, Pastor Douglas, I'm so stiff and I'm hurting so bad. But I say, God, I got work to do. If I got to go to my physical job in the natural, or if I got to go to my spiritual job in ministry, God, I have work to do. I need your strength. So I'm not going to worry about these stiff legs. Stiff legs, come on. Hurting back, come on. We got to go drive this bus. We got to go to church. We got to be a living testimony that if God can do it for me, certainly he can do it for you. In spite of this situation, Paul said these light afflictions, in spite of these light afflictions, which are only for a moment, God is still good. In spite of what's going on in the world, God is still good. All right, let me go back to my text. I'm sorry, I got a little carried away a little bit. There's also another athlete that I want to bring to you guys' attention. And his name is, hold on, let me find it. I had it. I'm trying to work my tablet, you guys, and talk to you guys at the same time. Let me see his name. His name is Edgar John Augustine. He's a bodybuilder. And at the age of 4, he had both his legs amputated. But that did not stop him. He was involved in a terrible accident which caused him to lose both of his legs. So now he's a bodybuilder, and he has the prosthetic legs on both of his legs. Now, anybody else would have been like, oh, woe is me. I can't do, I can't walk, I can't go, I can't continue in my dreams, I can't continue in my desires. But this man here did not allow his circumstance and his situation to stop him. Now, he's not 4 anymore. He's a grown man. And he's a bodybuilder, lifting weights and things of that nature. God will take your very thing, my God. God will take the very thing that the enemy meant to hinder and hurt you, and he will turn it around and work it for your good. So, and I say that, think about Edgar. Think about Elliot. Think about so many others, or so many other athletes and things of that nature, even in my research with the Olympics, there's even a particular part of the Olympics that's especially for those who are of the handicap, you know, situation. And so they don't allow that to stop them. They keep on pressing. They keep on going. They keep on winning the race. They keep on winning the prize. That's what we have to do, women and men of God. We have to continue to run this race. Use what the enemy meant for our bad and turn it around and use it for our good. Add your list weights. He doesn't allow his amputations to keep him hindered and keep him bound. God says, who dispense set free. Hadarabashata is certainly free indeed. We have to get into that mindset that I'm free. Matters what's going on. Matters what's going on in the world. Yes, it is a concern. Yes, I understand that people's lives are in danger. Yes, I understand that we have sickness, we have infirmity, we have wars, we have rumors of wars. But God understood that too. That's why he foretold us that in his word. So if we are really up in the vein of righteousness, none of these things should catch us by surprise. Yet these things come to make us stronger. These things come to keep us praying. These things come to keep us humble. These things come to keep us on our knees. So we know what to pray for. We know how to war in the spirit. Not about our pain, haters, and what happened, like I said, years ago. But now we can go deeper in God. Now we can go further in God. God is allowing your hurt, to become the harmony to your praise. I don't know if I said that. He is allowing your pain to become the very power that will ignite your praise. Hey, God, he's allowing things to happen in your life to enlighten your eyes of understanding of his word. When I found out last year that I needed to have surgery and my spine was crooked, and at the same time things was going on in my life where people was falling out of my life that were crooked and meant me no good, God took the natural situation that was going on in my natural body to show me in the spiritual realm that God is lining up everything crooked in my life. Once I came to that understanding, once the Holy Spirit enlightened me on what was going on, it didn't hurt that bad. It didn't feel that bad. I began to walk better. I began to think better. I began to become more lighter. And now when things does happen, when my car goes to the shop, when I don't have money to pay this or money to pay my bills, when I'm worrying about how this is going to get done, or how that's going to get done, when I'm not feeling my best, I can turn over and praise and say, God, for you I live. For you I live. For you I live. I'm not going to say for you I live and for you I die. The devil is a lie. He states that I shall live and not die and declare what thus says the Lord. I'm going to live in God in spite of my situation and in spite of what's going on. So I want the people to be encouraged on today. Keep on pressing. Keep on winning. Keep on going forward. Keep on, as 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 says, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, and being confident, as Philippians 1 and 6 says, of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we have no reason to be afraid. We have no reason to be dismayed, because just like God told Joshua, he is with him. He will strengthen him, even in spite of the situation. Jacob had a limp, but Jacob, the Bible says that God put his hand in the joint of Jacob's hip, and he dislocated Jacob's hip. But yet Jacob continued to build tabernacles. He continued to travel, and he continued to do things in the glory of the Lord. He didn't allow, hey, my God, that thing to keep him down. He continued to do what God said to. So on today, cut off all that mess. Cut off all that stuff that is keeping us heavy, that's keeping us heavy later. God said that I will be your burden bearer. I will be your heavy load sharer. So he said that we can pass those cares and those concerns unto him. Well, he does care for us. So we have no reason to fret. We have no reason to worry, and we have no reason to be afraid. Continue, my brothers and my sisters, to continue in the vein of righteousness, continue in the vein of the Holy Spirit. declare that every place your feet trod shall be given to you. Everything that your hands touch shall turn into gold. This next generation will be set on fire and will continue to bring glory to God, because God said, let your light shine that men may see your good work and bring glory to the Father which are in heaven. So into this season, oh my God, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Do not faint in the day of adversity. Don't give up. Continue moving in God. Continue doing what thus says the Lord. Now is not the time to get afraid. Now is not the time to grow scared. Now is not the time to get depressed. I'm buying that spirit. There's someone listening right now. There's someone listening right now where the heavy spirit has been on her body, on her mind. She doesn't have the things that she thought she would have by this time in her life. Her situation is not what she thought it should be in her time. She has to worry about how she's going to feed her children and how she's going to make ends meet, where they're going to lay their head. I know you. I hear you, God. But God says, baby, I got you. You are my child. As the psalmist David said, I was young and now I'm old. And in between all of that, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So, baby, I don't know your exact situation, but God does know. I want you to be encouraged on today. That spirit of depression, we bind it now. That spirit of heaviness, that spirit of weariness, we come against it now in the name of Jesus. And God will continue to take care of you. God will continue. There's a young man listening on today that has had the thought of suicide. He feels as though that it's better for him to take his life. We bind that spirit today, because this time next year, your situation won't even be a concern. You will be in the place that you have the desires. Why? Because you sought the Lord, and he said, not Dwayne, not Apostle Douglas, not Pastor Prophet, but God says, when you seek kingdom, when you seek my kingdom, I will give you the desires of, hey, my God, of thine heart. So listen, brothers and sisters, listen, keep on doing with us, says the Lord. Keep on keeping your hand in God's hand and watch God move. Hey, my God. I don't know about shake. Oh, no, 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 but she can't. Keep on. Don't let these things that's going on be a distraction. Don't let these things move you to a place where you want to give up. Continue running this race. Remember Elliot. Remember, I can't recall the other man, the Edgar, excuse me. Remember these men that are, they still doing what their desires are in spite of the situation. Cut off that mess. Cut it, whatever it is. If it's that person, that friend that you thought is your friend, that person who is keeping that thorn in your side, cut it. Cut off that communication. If it's that family member, if it's that coworker, if it's that ex, that baby daddy or that baby mama, cut it. Don't allow the ways, their attacks to be a distraction right now. If it's that financial burden, God says he'll provide every need according to his riches and his glory. So if it's a burden, the Bible says that the blessings of the Lord make us rich and add up no sorrow. So if it's sorrowful, that's not of God. Cut that thing. Cut whatever it is, that weight and that sin. If it gets more attention than the attention that you give to God, it's a sin and it's a weight. It's time to let that thing go. You know what it is. It's none of my business what it is. God knows what it is. And yes, he does give us grace. Yes, he does give us mercy. But now it's time for you to repent and turn from those wicked things and return back your first love. Now it's time for you to let that sin go. That's something we don't want to talk about in the church anymore. We don't want to talk about sin. We don't want to talk about things of the flesh. But God says, only those with clean hands and a pure heart shall see the Lord. So continue to ask God to cleanse you of all unrighteousness and that sin. I'm not one of those preachers that just talk about cribs, cash, and cars. I'm one of those preachers that preach holiness and repentance and living a life that exemplifies Christ in you. So I know it's not popular today, and I know it's not a feel-good message, but at the same time, in order for us to receive God and all his glory, we have to be in a place where we are righteous and holy. Yes, we will fall short. Yes, you will make some mistakes. He told us we would do that. But yes, he also requires us to repent. He also requires us to ask for forgiveness. He also requires us that we turn from our wicked ways. Apostle Douglas, said it in the introduction. If my people who are called by my name will, number one, humble. Number two, pray. Seek thy face. Number four, turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I heal the land. We can't just pray, be humble, and seek his face and not turn. It's time to turn. And in order for us to make that turn, we got to cut that thing loose. We got to let that thing go. If you hold on to it too tight, you're going to end up hurting yourself even more. And that's what's going on in the realm today. People are hurting themselves even more because we're still holding on to the thing, the very thing that God told us to let go. I pray that this message is a blessing to you guys and that it brought glory to God's name. In Jesus' name, amen.
And the church said, amen. And the church said, amen. What a mighty word. I told y'all. Those of you all that were looking for a word of shift, this was what you needed on this morning. Doc, we appreciate you. We love you so very much. And as always, we thank you, man. There is such an anointing on your life for this season that you're in. God did not allow this thing to happen by accident. This thing that you're in did not happen by accident. God wanted you to have a message and a testimony. God says this thing was designed to be your message and your testimony at the same time, because people are not just looking for a word, they're looking for a testimony. They need testimonies. God said, I needed somebody to have an example when they preach the word. Even though that they may be dealing with an issue, they still got a word, my word down in their mouth. I needed somebody, and Paul was the perfect person to carry this. He said, no, they're the most kind guy. He said, think of not strange when the fire of trial come against you to try you. Oh, God. He said, but it's for the protecting of your faith. It's for the elevation of your faith. It's for the mind, God. It's for you to show them. If I can walk in this, you can walk in this too. There's a purification that's connected to your message, man. It pulls people, not on my side. It pulls people from the broken places into their destined place. That's what's inside of your mouth. That's my God. That's the reason why your journey, man, has been a little bit of strain. That's the reason why your journey has been a little bit more difficult than what you would normally be used to. You've been there all the time when you can find your way out of it. God said, I've been hearing your prayer, but I need you to understand that there's a testimony attached to your prayer. I need you to see something, because I want you to understand that there are men, young men, that are looking at you. And I cried, oh, so cried, bye-bye. God said, because they're watching you, I need them to see something in you. And that thing that I got in you is the very thing that's going to hold you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the grace of God. My God. And the peace of the Lord. My eyes with you. That's the reason why you ain't so turned when things happen, Doc. You got a piece. you got a piece of the whole. Come on. Hey, it surpasses man's understanding, but it don't surpass yours. You understand that God, you understand that mine is the peace that I have. The world can't give it and the world can't take it away. That ain't just a problem to you. That's a testimony to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
And you trust
Hallelujah.
In your latter days. Your greater days. I hear your Holy Ghost. In your latter days. In your latter days, you shall see your greater days. You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, my God, I see what you want to do. You ain't seen nothing.
Hallelujah.
Yet.
Hallelujah.
And this, too, shall pass. Oh, God, he said, not only am I going to turn the tables, but I'm going to turn, he said, I'm going to turn this thing in your favor. He said, this thing here, he said, not only am I going to turn the tables, but I'm going to turn it in your favor.
Oh, my God. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. There's some other things, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. There's some other things that I want to share. But it's going to be a one-on-one. He told me to give this to you one-on-one. This is something that me and you need to talk. I don't need to say this one over the air. This is you and me. This is brother to brother. I need to share that with your brother and brother. That's what he said. That's how he said it. He said, I want you to share the heart of brother to brother with him. Yes, God. I give you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I hear you, Father. I hear you. He said, it's a heart-to-heart. It's a brother-to-brother thing. He said, because, yeah, that right there. Yeah, that's why you clapping. You understand. That right there. That's what right there. Yeah, that place right there, Doc. That's what he said for me to minister to you right there. And that is the word of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord for this hour. Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare that you have set among us. Father, we glorify, magnify, and edify you because you are God and you are God all by yourself.
Yes,
and
God.
And beside you, Father, there is no other. And we know all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And the purpose, God, that you have set in this man of God to instruct us on this morning, we say thank you. Now restore back unto him, God, everything, God, that he has poured out to us, God, straight to him now, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God, and we stand against every backlash. Every mindset of the enemy that has been camped out waiting for this word to be released so they can come and stir up whatever they wanted to stir up. We silence them now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we put a gag on them and say, shut your mouth, for you have no power in this place. Hey, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. You have no power in this place. We call you to be Monday, no more. We silence you. We silence you in this place. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And we call this, God, and we call that the cankerworm, the pommel worm, and the caterpillar has eaten. We call them to regurgitate that thing that he everywhere that you thought that you messed him up financially. Yeah, I hear you, Holy Ghost. God says for me to call it into existence for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call the finances from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, we call for the seeds to be sown into the ground, into fertile, good ground, God, to produce a ripe harvest, a goodly harvest, God. God, we call those finances to find their way, God, into his life right now. God, be it by cash, be it by mail, be it by a check, be it by somebody just driving by and saying, man, God, listen, I don't know what you need this for, but here it is. We call the finances, Lord God. The God to come into his life, into his presence right now. God, he ain't standing in a place where you broke and don't need nothing, but it's his time and his season that things need to come together. And we call it to be so. Yes, God. We call it to be so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Listen. Pastor, go ahead on and tell the people how they can get in contact with you. We also have someone that's on the line that has a question or a comment or a concern. We're going to go ahead on and let them do that after you go ahead on and introduce and say what you need to say, God.
To God be the glory. Well, Pastor Douglas, thank you again for the opportunity. Oh, my God, Sunderburg will see. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word that you sold into my life. Thank you, sir. I bless God for you. Many can find me, of course, on Facebook, Reverend Dwayne Parker, or Reverend Dwayne Parker on Instagram. I also have my business on Instagram, Old Taste and See Catering. Amen. Like the scripture it found in Psalms, Old Taste and See that the Lord is good. I am a business owner, Old Taste and See Catering. I'm also, like I said, I have a natural job that's neither here or there. But anyway, those are my social media. That's really all. My phone number is on both of them, on Facebook as well as on Instagram, on all the pages. So if you guys need my number, you can get it off there. I belong to Mount Calm Missionary Baptist Church, where my pastor is Bishop Eugene Butler, found at 2711 DeSoto Street here in Houston, Texas, and I give God praise for my pastor as well. I give God praise for my pastors and my mentors, Pastor Lurie Keener and Pastor Veronica Keener at New Birth Outreach Center, also located right outside of Houston here in Sugar Land, Texas. I give God praise for them. They have sold, Doc, I tell you that this ministry has sold into my life for the past, oh, I want to say 15 years or more. 14 to 15 years, if I'm not mistaken. I give God praise for New Birth Outreach Center. Amen. Pastor Lurie and Pastor Veronica Keene are there. And so that's where you guys can reach me. That's how you can find me. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and bring the caller in. We have a caller. We're going to bring you in. Caller, caller, are you there? Do you have a comment, concern, or you want prayer?
Hey, how's it going, Brother Donnell Douglas? It's Quentin.
Yes, sir. Bless you, man. I'm blessed, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed. I just want to say, man, that was an amazing word, man. It really touched me.
This morning.
It's the first time I've been on in a long time, but I'm glad I did. But
yes,
man, if y'all can just pray for me and my family, man. We, you know, me, I'm trying to pursue ministry, as you already know, cousin. You know,
yes, sir.
I'm just praying for God's favor on my life and from the blessing and everything.
Okay.
God just, you know, keep me free.
Pastor Parker, that's Brother TJ from the conference.
TJ, I know his voice sounded familiar. I was trying to
get
his name
yes,
with the voice. To
yes,
God be the glory. Hey,
listen,
man.
Go ahead, Doc.
Go ahead,
release what God got.
Okay. Young man, I've been praying for you since the conference. You were heavy on my spirit about 2 weeks ago.
Hold on. I think you got the wrong guy.
Uh-oh. That's not him?
Oh, is that Brother TJ?
This is Brother Quentin.
Quentin, this is Quentin. Oh my God, I'm sorry. This is Brother Quentin. This is my brother. This is my cousin
yeah.
Quentin. The voice is y'all. I mean, I got y'all voices mixed up, Doc.
I got y'all going through this stuff. My apologies.
It's all good.
Listen, we know it's part, we see it part.
That's all right. That's
but listen,
all right.
We still gonna but, pray for you. We still gonna pray for you.
Amen.
We still pray for you, Doc. Listen, I'm gonna relinquish my stand, Doc. I'm gonna let you pray for him.
Amen, amen. Brother, you know what, Brother Quentin? The same word applies for you. We remember the story in the Bible where there was a funeral procession where a young man had died. And Jesus stopped that funeral line. He told his mother to be quiet and stop crying. She was weeping. And he told the young man to get up. So the prophetic word that I have for the young man this morning, for the young men in this generation, go ahead and get up. The enemy wanted to kill you a long time ago. And if he had his way, it would have happened. And he wanted to kill your spirit. But the devil is a lie. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare over Brother Quentin's life that he shall live and not die. And thus says, and declare with us says the Lord. God, we thank you that you have given him the passion for ministry. We thank you that you have continued to keep him, Father God, and his family. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that he shall have the desires of thine heart, because you are his heart. And we decree and declare that brotherly love will continue in his life. Peace will continue in his life. Prosperity will be in the dwellings of thy walls, of his home and his bank account. I decree it now that he will set the generation to come and his generation and after on fire by way of the Holy Ghost. Hey, God, I hear you. Quentin, God wants you to continue to start writing your dreams and your desires down. He says, write it down. Make it plain. Go with Terry, he shall bring it to pass. You continue doing what God has for you to do in this season. Don't let anything distract you and keep you away from ministry. Your ministry, I hear you, God, your ministry is different. It's not going to be the same like we've heard before. It's going to be a different voice. It's going to be a different approach. And that's what this generation needs now. Growing up, we had the hoop and the holler. And that was good for me and Pastor Douglas. That's what we came up with. But this generation wants to hear a different voice. And hear me well. He wants to hear a different approach. They want to see that, you know, Brother Quentin's like me, but if he's like me and God is still using him, certainly God can use me too. And they don't have to grow into the mold of church. God doesn't want the mold of church anymore. That's what the church is going to want. We have a certain mold, certain guideline that man put on that we got to be like. But God says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He said that there's a certain authenticity in your approach. You're an authentic preacher. The anointing that's on your life is tailor-made just for you. The word that's in your belly, I hear you, God. From your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And those rivers, if you look at a river, every river is not the same. They got different turns, different curves, different flows. You have some that flow fast. You have some that flow low. It's still a river, and it's still providing water. So keep that word in your belly. Keep those desires in your heart. Write it down when you're driving, when God give it to you. Keep you a notepad. Keep you a pen. Go to the dollar store. Get you a pack of pens and get you one of them notepads you can keep in your pocket and write it down. Because God's going to keep pouring into you as you just continue walking by faith and not by sight. God's going to pour into you, and you're going to have to write that thing down so you won't forget it and remember what thus says the Lord. I decree and declare that your latter years will be greater, that your trumpet shall not grow barren, your family shall not go without you. I decree and declare that you shall be that mighty man of valor, that man. There's a spirit of Apollos that's upon you. The Bible says Apollos was an eloquent man. The Bible says that Apollos, he was a minister with Paul. He said that he was an elegant man. And so that same elegance is going to flow in your speech. It's going to flow when you're preaching. And people's going to be like, wow. They're going to hear the tone. They're going to hear the anointing in your voice. They're going to hear your pitch. And that's going to keep them intrigued on what you got to say. Because you got something to say, Doc. Don't let the enemy be quiet. Don't let the enemy take your voice. Ain't that all I say? Don't let the enemy take your voice. You hear me well, young man. Don't let the enemy silence you. You got something to say, and the world needs to hear it in this hour. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You are your footsteps, God. You know your footsteps is ordered by God. You're walking in the footsteps of Mama Brown. You're walking in the footsteps of Evangelist Brown. You already know that.
Yeah.
You know the mantle that when she left it, that mantle fell on your life. When you left your mama, my God. Mama mantle fell on you.
Yeah.
Mama mantle fell on you.
Yeah.
That mantle that's on you right now, that mantle that's there, you walk in it, man. Don't you let nobody tell you nothing different. Don't you let nobody tell you nothing different. It's hard because everybody ain't going to understand why you're doing it. But in order for everything to come together that the man of God just got to telling you, you have to walk in that mantle, man. You got to. Got to. Listen, we got another caller on here, man. Let me get to this other caller, man. I love you, Doc. You got my number.
I love you too, Coach.
Call me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You call me, okay? I love you, Doc.
Love you too, sir. All right.
Yes, sir. We got another caller, Pastor Parker. I'm going to bring him in.
Amen.
Blessings to you this morning. God bless you. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Do you have a question? Comment or concern?
This is Mama Nella, baby. I just wanted to tell you I enjoyed the word. And then what I heard was, I heard that this slowdown that he's going through is nothing but a setup for a great turnaround.
Mm. Oh, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I received that, brother. Amen.
Y'all be blessed.
God.
Yes, ma'am. We thank you, Mother. We appreciate you so much. This is Mother Nelly, y'all. If y'all don't know, this is Mother Nelly. She has blessed me to be able to come on. They call it the sanctuary. When they let me come on some Fridays and say my Easter speech on some Fridays, and I thank God for her. Opening up that avenue for me to come and to share with her fellow members on there. And we thank you so much, Mother. We appreciate you. We love you so much. Listen, Pastor Parker, this is what we're going to do, Doc. We're going to go get on, and we're going to let you close us out, if you don't mind. We do our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer. Our overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. And it simply says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. So listen, I want you to go ahead on, and I want you to extend out the, what we call the overcomer's prayer for the people. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice that have not received Christ. Pastor Parker is going to share that prayer with you on this morning.
Amen. To God be the glory. Sometimes we feel as though that we are no longer connected to God because of the things that we've done, because of the sin that we have partaken in. But let us be reminded that Christ didn't come to condemn us. In fact, he came that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Romans 10 and 9 tells us, or 19 tells us, that if we confess with our mouth, if we believe with our heart that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. On today, we ask that, we present Christ to you guys, that if you don't have a connection with the Lord, if you feel that you have lost your connection, we pray now that you receive Christ on today. As I stated before, I'm not a preacher that preaches prosperity, cash, cribs, or cars. Though those things are nice, I preach salvation. And do you know where your resting place will be? Do you know where you will spend eternity. So make up in your mind today the things that's going on in the world. We know Christ is on his way back. His prophecy is being fulfilled right now. If you read the book of Revelations, you will see that prophecy is going on right now, that these are the last and final days. That car is not going to keep you. That big house ain't going to save you. That bank money in the bank is not going to keep you. Only what you do for Christ will last. So we pray now in the name of Jesus, Father, that if it's those that's out there that needs the connection, that needs to hear that they too are loved by the Lord. We pray, God, that you continue to send the word and the message by the platforms that you have made available to the men and women of God, that they will receive on today, that they too can have salvation, that they too can have life and have it more abundantly, that in spite of what their past is, in spite of what their sinful nature is, that God still loves them. May they receive it now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we don't take it lightly. We thank you, God, that you turned our lives around. We thank you, God, that you've allowed us, in spite of us being filthy rags, to be messengers of the Holy Word. We thank you, Father God, for your anointing, and we thank you, Father God, for your love. Oh, God, how we love you. Oh, God, how we adore you, and oh, God, how we give your name praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you all for being a part of today's broadcast. We're just excited about what God is doing in our lives. We thank you, my brother, Pastor Parker, for coming and sharing with the people on this morning. Man, as always, God is a great God and greatly to be praised. We cannot take this relationship that we have with God lightly. We cannot. We can't do that. We need to understand that it is in him we live, it's in him we breathe, it is in him that we have our being. We cannot do nothing without him. We can't do nothing without him. So God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you, man. Listen, those of you all who would like to share in a gift on this morning, you can do so by going to your Cash App, your PayPal, or either your Zelle, and that those ways they can get in contact to send that offering or that love offering is to go to your Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can also go to your Zelle. That Zelle is 832-816-7997. And you can also go to your PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwide GC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwide GC to share a gift of love to us. Now, listen, I tell people this all the time. When you sow into us, we take that seed that you sow into us, and we sow that seed into others. And this is how the season of your harvest and your sowing comes together. Because when you sow into us, we sow into others. When it's time for them to reap their harvest, so watch this here. That harvest comes to you. So when that comes to you, watch this here. You've been sowing in somebody else's field, and you get a harvest from the field that you've been doing. And so on. And that's how it works. So listen, those of you all who would be willing to sow, again, those three methods are the PayPal, the Zelle, and your Cash App. The Cash App, again, is $WGC2020. The PayPal is paypal.me/worldwideGC. And your Zelle is 832-816-7997. Either one of those ways you could do that, and we will take that seed and we'll pray over that seed. And we will call on the name of the Lord for the blessings of the Lord to show up in your life. Listen, this is the end of our broadcast. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
For what he has done. Pastor Parker, do you have anything you want to share before you get off that?
I just wanted to tell everyone that I love you guys. Love you, Apostle Douglas. At any time, you guys need me, give my sister some sugar for me, because I love her too.
Yes,
and anytime y'all need me, y'all know where I am. My Cash App is $DEWAYNEPS in Parker 254. I do also have Zelle. That number is 346-368-6554. And then if you just want to just call me sometime, you know, if you just want to just, I love talking about the Lord. I love talking, you know, about the Word of God. So if you guys want to just reach out and we can pray, preach, and minister to each other, I'm always for the
Lord. Yeah, Lord. Be the Lord. You know how we do, Pastor Parker. That's how we do that. That's how you know you got a real brother in Christ. But listen, God bless you, man. We love you, Doc. We love you. We love you,
love
man.
You
we appreciate you, Doc. We appreciate you. Listen, guys, thank you guys so much for listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Please, please, please make sure you guys share that number. Share that number. And next, on Thursday, our next broadcast day will be next Thursday. Our pastor, my lovely wife, will be on Thursday with Women's Day Thursday. Y'all need to listen in. That's a treat for you. That number to call in, okay? That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Make sure you share that number and give that number out to someone that you love and care about, that you want them to receive a shift in God. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We look forward to you guys joining us on Thursday. Y'all have a fantastic day.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Hey! The old folks used to say it this way. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.